Welcome back to the second episode of my discussion with Dr. Paul Beck about using distiller's grains as a supplement on green growing pastures in Oklahoma. If you have any questions about this research when you finish listening to the episode, feel free to contact us at the contact information in our show notes. I hope you enjoy this segment. With the higher level of supplement in Western Oklahoma, that 6 pounds, do you feel like you could have increased stocking rate a little bit with that? I mean, I'm just curious. That's a lot of supplement for a calf.
Yep. And so that goes back to that first trial we did where we did see a decrease in hay or hay intake as we added supplement. The other trials we did, we did 2 more years of studies where it was more similar to those first studies at Haskell where instead of replacing fertilizer, we had at Fort Supply, we had a negative control.
And explain what that is.
A non-supplemented that was stocked at 5 acres per steer through the summer.
Okay.
Then we had a positive control where we essentially mirrored the Oklahoma Super Gold program with no supplement in the early summer, supplementing only in the late summer at 2.5 pounds of supplement per day, which we fed 3 days a week, but it was prorated out, so equal to 2.5 pounds of supplement a day. And then we fed all summer 0.75% of body weight with an increased stocking rate.
Okay.
At Bessie, our supplement rates were 6 acres per steer for our normal stocking rate. And we increased that up to 4 acres per steer, or one-third increase in stocking rate. At Fort Supply, we went from 5 to 3.5 acres per steer. So about one-third increase in stocking rate.
Okay.
With a fairly high supplement rate.
You know that
4 or 5 pounds per day.
Yeah.
What we found there with that higher supplement rate, but higher stocking rate, we increased animal performance, especially during the early summer. We saw a really nice gain response from about 1.7 for the controls to about 2.5 pounds per day. In some cases, we saw a full pound per day increase in those gains. So really nice gain response, about 2.5 to 3 pounds of supplement per pound of added gain.
Okay.
And then in the late summer, we saw an increase when we started feeding that supplement to the positive controls. So they gained about the same as the cattle that were stocked higher.
Okay.
But, you know, we had them stocked higher and we were feeding a higher amount of supplement. But
so your animal performance per acre was probably higher, on the individual animal basis.
Yeah. In our calculations, we essentially doubled our animal body weight per gain per acre.
Okay.
And using just some simple enterprise partial budgeting, you know, I'm going to have to bring in some Scott Clausen or
we're not doing that today, Paul.
increased profitability by about 3 times compared to a negative control.
And preserving the native grass or the grass sort of basis. We're not going out there and treating this native grass and making it look like a golf course. We're never done. Right, Paul?
Right,
with the supplement, we're still preserving that.
Yeah, because we're decreasing that. And, you know, it's people wouldn't say that was lucky, but for this case, I considered it to be fairly lucky on those trials. We had 1 year that was we would consider to be a normal rainfall year. And the next year was a fairly dry, kind of droughty year. And we saw the same response.
Interesting. Wow, that's great.
So, you know, we try to do these things where we can reflect what's going to happen, you know, over multiple years, multiple different conditions. So most of us don't think a drought year is fortunate, but for this research and for the applicability of it, you know, we feel it was really nice to see the same gain response, essentially the same
same
productivity from those supplement treatments.
That's great, because honestly, Paul, it feels like a drought is more normal than not anymore. Dry periods get drier. The periods of dryness are drier, which sounds kind of weird, but it just seems like it. It's more extreme. And so this might be a risk management tool. And so do you think that other like higher protein supplements, I mean, you use the Oklahoma Gold program, you feel like you're going to, it will do a similar methodology by just providing a small package protein supplement, boosting a little bit of gain. Do you feel like that is similar with other supplements, Paul, that producers may see if they don't see this distillers in there?
Yeah, you know, it's 34% crude protein product is what we're on a dry matter basis.
Okay.
The Oklahoma Super Gold program was based on 25%. He fed it 2.5 pounds per day. I look at it as somewhat replacement for the Super Gold cubes. Okay. Most of us have gone to using a mid-protein supplement to replace the cottonseed meal that's not as available as it once was, but now we have corn gluten feed and distillers and all this. So, you know, it's not odd for us to have a 20 or 30% feed that we're using.
Yeah.
I think these distillers cubes with that extra energy in the fat may have some improvements in efficiency of use with those, compared to just some of our commodity blends or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, as I kind of mentioned, four cows, we're using them at the South Range, the Spring Kevin cow herd there. Because it has the higher energy content, it would be quite a bit higher in energy content than a regular 20% range cube.
Okay.
We're trying to feed those on an equal protein basis
than what you did at
20.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, we figure, you know, 20 to 22% crude protein on a dry matter basis for a 20% range cube.
Right.
We're feeding about 50% less, you know, or a third
because
less.
It's a 34% protein supplement. Yeah. Great.
So instead of 4 pounds, we may feed 3. So, you know, decreasing the total amount of supplement, we feel like we're making some of that up with the, you know, the higher protein content and the higher energy content of those cubes.
So it's versatile, cows and calves. Yeah. And so that's great. It's out there. I just was in Freedom a couple days ago and they had a supplement with distillers grains in it. And so she said producers may have been a little skeptical about what it is, and it's higher cost, but you said it's higher protein. So you've got more bang for your buck there. Any advice briefly that you would give producers who are kind of skeptical about a new product that might be above $400 a ton? But any advice you have as far as how positive you've seen that feed product to cows and calves?
Yeah, I would say look at it on, you know, a cost per unit of energy and a cost per unit of protein, and feed it accordingly. That math still works.
It sure does.
And it's a good product. It's, you know, a versatile product, but there's really nothing magical about it. You know, if there is something that's a lot cheaper, that's not quite as good, then, you know, that would probably be the way to go.
So basically, look at the math, break it down. If you don't know how to do that, we'd be happy to help you in extension, right, Paul? Call us up. We love those questions. But yeah, it's going to cost a little bit more because it's higher protein, but you'll feed less of it. And so it's more efficient in the long run. But there might be options where there is a cheaper product
I've
that works better.
I've talked to a lot of producers that have used it in this way, and you know, they're not feeding as much. I'm most excited about the stalker cattle implications.
Absolutely.
We're seeing some really nice gain responses and really efficient gain responses. And we've had the good fortune of tracking these cattle through slaughter, going to the feedlot. And, you know, as we add gain on pasture, we always think we're going to see decreased performance in the feedlot. and we're really not seeing as big a decrease as what you would expect. We have had some cattle from these trials go, and the cattle that were fed on pasture actually perform better on feed than the cattle that were not fed on pasture.
Interesting.
So no, you know, absolutely the opposite of compensatory gain. Mm-hmm. Other cases, we've only seen about a 30 to 40% compensation of gain. So if a person's going to retain ownership of these cattle through slaughter or through finishing, that those numbers really work out great profitability-wise. To add the gain on pasture, you're shortening your days on feed, decreasing the total number of pounds of concentrate, you know, feed that are being used in that system.
Okay.
And the whole system is more efficient when we add more, through these trials, when we were adding more performance during grazing.
On the front end of kind of performance. Yeah.
The, you know, and as we're getting into these dry cycles, like you said, you know, we may not increase our stocking rate with those higher feeding rates. We may be using those to just maintain what our normal stocking rate is.
Yes.
And that's as valuable, you know, in these dry situations as the ability to increase stocking rate, I think, in a normal situation.
Right.
Because we all base our operation on a certain level of productivity to set our net return goals and mm-hmm. income goals and that type of thing.
Right.
And, you know, having these wild fluctuations in the carrying capacity is not a very good outlook for our dry cycles that we're having. Lots more volatility. So there's a lot of benefits in these targeted supplementation programs to fit these certain goals.
Okay. Great, Paul. Thanks so much. I wanted some description of the distiller's process because I feel it's a good product. I believe in those high protein products. So I think it's good to get just some more knowledge out there as far as how to use them. And so I appreciate you joining me to explain that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes. Listeners, check the show notes for extra information about some of the studies. I'll probably put some links to some of Dr. Beck's studies. Call your OSU Extension office with questions. We can help you work out the math as far as supplements, the cost of supplements, cost per pound of protein and energy. We are just happy to help you through those nutrition questions. Thank you for joining us and have a wonderful week.